Illegal drugs are a growing problem in the oil fields of North Dakota, where crude and cash now flow. Sleepy prairie towns have seen an influx of young, predominantly male workers and a spike in drinking drugs and organized crime. As part of our series on the oil boom, Montana Public Radio's Dan Boyce recently visited the Bochin oil fields, and he reports there's also been a rise in prostitution.
A Friday night at J-Dub's Bar and Grill in Williston, North Dakota begins and ends with multicolored flashing lights, thumping dance music, and crowds of young men with money to spend.
A lot of testosterone being thrown around in this town.
24-year-old Williston native Nathan Clyer came here with some friends for a few drinks. He's seen it all over town, at the bars. He's even heard about it at a nearby chain restaurant.
These scantily clad women walking in, and they will hop tables until they find a John to take them home.
This is the kind of anecdotal story you hear about prostitution in the Bakken.
If you're looking for it, you can find it. It's there. You know, there's women looking to make money too.
We get several people when we're out on locations that ask if we offer more services than just cleaning.
Sex services.
Correct.
Tiffany Aho runs a cleaning company in Sydney, Montana.
We clean oil-filled offices, occasionally man camps as well.
Man camps, the clusters of long, narrow buildings or trailers built by oil companies to cheaply house workers.
At all times, I send two girls. I never send one girl to a location.
But that does not stop the propositions from coming. Scan the North Dakota section of the online classified site Backpage.com, and you can find a steady stream, pages of postings from female escorts, with revealing pictures of women offering companionship, massages, and more. And many posts contain disclaimers saying anything that happens is between two consenting adults.
I mean, you can't put your finger on it.
Brian Lockerby is the administrator of the Department of Criminal Investigation in the Montana Department of Justice. He knows the economic opportunities an oil boom provides for organized crime.
Guns, drugs, prostitution, all of that goes hand in hand.
But law enforcement in the region just hasn't had the training or the resources to fully grasp what's happening on the ground. Agencies are trying to change that. The FBI has a new office in the Bakken. There are more highway patrol officers. And Lockerbie says to address prostitution, you need to start with a focus on human trafficking.
About 70% of the women that have gotten into prostitution started at the age of 13 to 14 when they were recruited by pimps.
Montana established a human trafficking task force in 2012. A partnership among the state and federal agencies such as the FBI, IRS, and Homeland Security. Still, the task force has only prosecuted a handful of cases since forming.
I mean, if you went to go get help, you were dead.
Adrian wasn't recruited into prostitution.
I was 11 when I started getting told.
She was forced into it, originally by her adopted parents in Texas.
And by the age of 15, 16, I was sold to a pimp.
We're not using her last name because she fears for her safety now that she's speaking out. Adrienne says going to the police was never an option. She was always so closely watched.
There's always someone outside your door when you're doing what you had to do. If they weren't, they were sitting outside in their cars. So there was no escape.
She considers herself one of the lucky ones. She did escape, making it all the way to a Montana safe house called Traffic Refuge. 19 now, with dyed red hair and a new GED, Adrian is trying to spread awareness. Traffic Refuge Executive Director Patricia Freeland is sure this kind of trafficking is on the rise in the Bakken. She says schools need to be better informed, and the oil companies need to better monitor those man camps.
They're so out of control, I believe, because it's so rural, so small town in North Dakota and eastern Montana.
As for law enforcement, she says officers need to stop treating prostitutes as criminals.
I don't care how willing they look, they're victims.
The attorneys general of both Montana and North Dakota have joined others around the country asking Congress for more funding for programs that fight human trafficking. For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce.